WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me now from Tampa, Florida, where the Republican National Convention is being held, but not starting today as planned. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Marianne.
So what's happening so far?
Well, right now we are getting the outer bands of Tropical Storm Isaac coming through the area. They're expecting it to turn into a Category 1 hurricane as it gets further into the Gulf. There's a lot of heavy rain, a lot of wind, and right now the first day of the convention, the actual session, is going to be gaveled to order this afternoon and immediately adjourned, and then they'll pick it up again tomorrow.
And there still is going to be some gathering of the Ohio delegation today, though, is that correct?
Oh, yes. There'll be the delegation breakfast here at the resort in Tampa, about 10 miles north of the actual convention site. The delegation breakfast is one of the most important parts of a convention for any delegation. That's where they all get together. That's where they hear the big name speakers. That's where they do business. That's where they schmooze and talk and do politics.
So what do you expect this morning?
Well, this morning, right now, the scheduled speakers are Craig Romney, one of Mitt Romney's sons, Ari Fleischer, who was President George W. Bush's press secretary, is expected to come and talk. And Rob Portman is also expected to give a little pep talk to the Ohio delegates. You know, of course, Portman was on the short list of vice presidential candidates, but obviously was passed over. But he's still, you know, the leader of this delegation here.
Now, with all of these folks gathered, and you've been to these conventions now for many, many years, what really is the goal of these breakfasts? What are these speakers going to talk about? What are they trying to do?
Well, what they're trying to do is fire up these people and get the message through that they want them to take back home to Ohio and other states. They want to get everybody on the same page, and they want to have them enthusiastic, and they want to have them ready to go out and work for the Romney-Ryan ticket. That's pretty much the goal of the speakers.
The Ohio delegation usually is treated pretty well at these conventions because of the bellwether nature of the state and the fact that the election could ride on which way Ohio goes. Are you seeing that again this time? Do you think they're going to be getting some special treatment?
Well, I think so. I think they're, you know, going to have a good position on the floor of the convention hall. You know, probably later in the week they'll have some big name politicians, people who are also on the vice presidential list and didn't make it, will stop by. You know, Ohio's important, and Ohio right now, you know, according to all the polling, is a dead heat state.
With the hurricane, getting back to that a little bit, with it heading towards New Orleans, there seems to be some concern about how the Republicans react to this, considering what happened during Hurricane Katrina. Are you hearing any talk about that right now?
Yes, there is a lot of concern. Republican National Committee, and they'll be meeting about it this morning and talking about it a little bit more later today. There's concern that if a hurricane hits the Gulf Coast, you know, several hundred miles north of here, it wouldn't really look very good if Mitt Romney and all the delegates are having a great big party just a few hundred miles away. So they're wondering, you know, they're trying to figure out what to do about that, whether or not they have to subdue this or maybe even possibly cancel some more sessions.
Well, Howard, you're going to be following that for us all week long. In fact, you'll be on every morning and afternoon. We'll hear you again this afternoon during All Things Considered around 5:45. So keep in touch and let us know what's happening.
Absolutely. Thanks, Marianne.
Thank you. Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. And you can read a lot about the conventions on our website, WVXU.org. You'll also find Howard's Inside Pitch political blog there. I'm Marianne Zalesnik.